military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Welcome to the latest United Stand podcast. I'm in sunny Newcastle-upon-Tyne. This podcast is going to incorporate today's game and also a trip to Lyon. It's pretty eventful. We've just had a good run-up from Manchester, so just going to speak to a couple of fans now about how they're feeling about the game. Are you confident today?
I actually am. I think I'm in that small group of people now who... I think United are getting a lot better. I think we've got a manager who is better than we deserve to have. He's going to definitely be there for the next 3 years. And I think United are in a good place now, considering what we've got to face, considering everything that we've faced in the last couple of months. Yeah, I like Amorim, and I feel like we'll win today as well.
I'm definitely more on the pessimistic side of things. I've not been confident in us going anywhere for a long time, to be honest with you. I do see improvements, but maybe not definitely as drastic as I would have liked to see, but that's kind of where my head's at. I think maybe another 0-0, to be honest with you, today, and that's my optimistic side coming out.
Are you confident about today?
It's a tough one. I'm more confident if we definitely don't start Højlund up front, so I think it does kind of matter on the team choices. But I don't know, I think we can sneak something. I think maybe like a 1-1, 2-2, but there's a chance that we get a draw, but I think it would have to be, you know, as long as Xerxes on the pitch and not Højlund.
Which other football result have you been looking out for today?
I've been looking out for a Spanish team in the second division.
Who?
Called Albacete.
Albacete?
Yeah.
What, you follow Albacete?
I do.
Why? It's like the ugliest city in Spain.
That's why I love it so much.
Really?
Everyone deserves love.
There's only two ugly cities in Spain, Villarreal and Albacete. And why Albacete?
I don't know. It just randomly came to me and I just thought...
Well, like a vision. I'm going to support Manchester United.
It's like Final Destination, I mean.
What can you tell me about Albacete?
Probably the Spanish.
When you follow the results every week?
Yeah, every week. Most of the time they're not great, but relegation battle most years. But
how old are you?
I'm 15.
Would you like to go to Albacete?
I'd love to.
It's pretty hard to get to. It's a few hours from Valencia. Have you made contact with any other Albacete fans? Someone will listen to this who's from Albacete, trust me.
No, I haven't actually.
Do you know of any other Albacete fans in the north of England, in Manchester?
Absolutely not.
So you've just got this solitary appreciation of a lower football team who does absolutely nothing, which is famous. Albacete is a city, is famous. It's where they make knives.
Right.
And Andres Iniesta is from about 80 kilometres from Albacete. And that is about it.
Who's your favourite player this year?
Ooh.
Could you name five Albacete players now?
I could name a whole squad.
Go on, name some Albacete players now.
Name it. Be here forever. Right. Where do you want me to start
off? Just name five now off the
name
top of your
five.
Head.
We'll go Marcio. We'll go Ricky. I don't know all the pronunciations, but we'll go Lazo. There's like Fiddle or something.
Do you watch him on streams and stuff like that? Or just...
It's on, you can...
How do you...
There's streaming places to watch it, yeah.
I'm just wondering.
365.
Yeah, imagine
it's on my account on Bet365. Right. So he just watches.
We're
on
not.
Bet365.
We're not plugging a gambling company. On
no,
this
no, right. I'm not doing that. That's how we watch.
How are you feeling
it
about today?
I think we'll win 1-0.
Thank you. How are you feeling about today?
Not particularly confident.
Thank you. Why do you think we'll win 1-0?
I think because Eddie Howe's in hospital.
Just
seriously,
keep
no,
it.
I do. I think Eddie Howe's in hospital. So I think that when you haven't got your main man there, I think things standards slip. And I just think that Amorim's been good against teams that he's expecting to attack. Mm. And I just think if he gets that transition right today, I think that we can nick a goal. I think we can stop them scoring. Providing they don't score in the first 20 minutes, I think we'll win 1-0.
Right, I'll try and get a... Can we speak to a Newcastle fan for 1 second? We're doing a Manchester United podcast. I just want a Geordie voice on here. Well, I mean, it's recording now. How are you feeling about the game today?
Really confident.
Right.
She's a ball girl.
Right. That's why we're a ball girl. All right. Why are you confident?
I think we the season that Man United has had this week, this season hasn't been as good as it usually is. And we've had a lot better.
Yeah.
And with a cup, we've got a bit of momentum behind them.
What was it like here for the celebrations?
Unreal.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Once how long have you supported Newcastle United?
48 years.
48 years. Did you ever think you were
going to be here to hear that? I'm going to have to. She's got to get there now.
Score prediction?
3-1.
3-1. 3-1. To Manchester United, yeah? Cheers.
Keep framing, fellas.
So, yeah, not everyone shares our enthusiasm. He said, keep dreaming. He was being nice, don't worry. Did you go to Lyon?
I did, yes.
What was it like?
The city was nice. Didn't particularly like the stuff after the game. But yeah, it was a decent trip.
What happened after the game, in your experience?
They kept us back for about close to an hour in the ground. I know some fans got a bit of tear gas as well, which wasn't ideal.
Could you smell the tear gas?
I could smell it. It just made me sneeze quite a lot. I didn't get it that bad though. Then we got about 10 minutes stood outside the ground, then got put on these buses, which was stood there for another 10 minutes or so. And then they were sent back to that place where we got the ticket wristbands. And they were stood around just outside of that place for about 15 minutes.
So it was just a faff.
Yeah, well, a lot of fans then got off the bus and then tried to move off and then got back on the buses because there was police with batons. And in the end, their buses took us back to the centre, but it was about at least half one by the time we got back after the game finished about 11. So it wasn't far from ideal.
Will United go through? I just want sort of yes or no answers here against Olympique Lyon, eh?
Yes.
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 Yes. Wow. There's a lot of confidence there. Right. Score predictions for today at St James's Park. We're standing in the shadow of it now. This is actually on the other side of this fence where we are, is where they will build a new stadium if Newcastle United move.
Is that right?
This is exactly where it is. Yeah. Right here. This little bit of fence is going to be the entrance to the away end in about 10 years' time.
That'd be convenient for the monkey boss. It would.
So, score prediction today, just a score line.
A 0-0.
2-2.
1-1.
1-0 Manchester United.
3-0 United and Bruno hat-trick.
Right.
Now, that is my thing about how important Bruno is to us.
Yeah, Bruno is very, very important. Him. Excuse me, we're doing a Manchester United podcast. Can I ask you how you think your team's going to do today?
Yeah, Newcastle 3, Man United 0.
Why,
you might be right as well.
Right, why are you feeling so confident?
Top striker in the Premier League, Isak.
Why is he the top striker? Why is he so important for your team?
Passion club, we've just won a domestic trophy.
Yeah.
First time in 70 years, so.
How long have you followed your team for?
Quite a while.
Did you ever think you'd win a trophy?
Yeah.
You always kept the
hope. Since the takeover, we had the hope.
Yeah. At other times, like under Ashley, it was pretty despairing.
It was hard championship, but you've just got to stick with your club.
Yeah.
It's the passion, love, support. So, yeah.
Where do you stand on keeping the current stadium or building the
I'd
new
like
one?
To keep it.
Would you?
So, yeah, I'd like to keep it.
Whereabouts in the ground do you sit?
East Stand.
Yeah.
So the traditional old, sort of smallest sort of section, but yeah. I'm meeting me mates. So
all the best.
See you later.
Okay, I'm going to head into the ground now. So there's a couple of minutes to kick off. There's big tifos of Kevin Keegan as a player, Keegan as a manager, and a big flag saying in 82 he came to save us, in 92 to entertain us. Keegan obviously a big hero here, the United end, the Manchester United end to my left. Full as it would expect to be. There are big tifos coming out now, walking in a Keegan wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we suffered the second goal in the beginning of the second half, we went down, and we need to be better in these moments. We need to control it. We cannot. They are already a really, really good team, but then with all the mistakes that we make during the game, help the opponent to win confidence and to win the games.
Chris, it was a pretty tough day for Altay, putting in four goals. Obviously, that fourth goal was hard for him. What you were saying to him?
Nothing. I'm going to continue to do the same. We are going to analyze the game, but we need to focus on the next one. We cannot change this one, and the next one is massive for us. So let's focus on the next one on Thursday to play better and to win the game.
You obviously made a lot of changes today. There was obviously a calculated risk ahead of Thursday. Any regrets about that?
No, nothing, because we did mistakes and they were better. Even if we put a different 11, we don't know the results. But then we had to make choices, and we played 3 days ago. So, and you can see with Josh, he was fresh, but he had some problem. So sometimes we need to make choices, and then we don't know the results, even with a different 11.
Samuel.
When Josh came off, did you have to start prioritizing the second game against Guilds? You made a couple more changes.
Yes, I will try to. I was waiting for 60 minutes more or less, but then with one stop, I was and getting a little bit not afraid, but trying to avoid any more problems.
Lou,
with the goalkeeping situation, will he be back in consideration to start against Lyon on?
You guys have to wait. We are going to start the next week tomorrow, and then I'm going to choose the best starting 11 for the next one.
Okay,
Mr. Amrin, this result means Manchester United have the lowest Premier League points total of the season in history. How did Man United go from here? On Wednesday, you said we have one extra second on the ball, it's a completely different game. Newcastle made sure you didn't have the extra second. How do you?
The first part of the question is the reflection of our season, so we need to accept that and to move forward and try to do things so much better in the future to don't have this kind of season. And then you can see some goals that they were doing high pressure, and we lose the possession in some moments, in some spaces that we cannot lose the possession. So we need to improve in a lot of things. And again, our position is the reflection of our performance this season, and we have to accept.
Pete.
Hi, Ruben. At times, there were some decent moves that you put together today. Can you take positives after a result like that from the better football that you're playing?
It's really difficult to look at the best things. The best thing is to focus on the next one. Analyze this one, but it's really hard to be here after this result and to try to see. Maybe in few days I will watch the game and try to take that. But in this moment, it's really hard to have any feeling of a good feeling about the game.
Last question, Rich.
Harry Amos made his first start today. What did you make of
I think he did quite well. He catch a player that is really fast. He made his debut in the maybe one of the hardest stadium with one team that is really in the good moment. I think he did really well. So he needs to continue, and we need to help all these young kids to perform in a higher level.
Thank you.
If you're starting out in a business or with a project, it might feel like everything's overwhelming. Every day seems to introduce a new decision that needs an answer. But when you're starting off with something new, when your to-do list keeps growing every day, and that list can easily begin to overrun your life, finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be such a game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. Cha-ching! Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world. From household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started out. Getting started with your own design studio, with hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify helps build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. You can accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out as if you've got a marketing team behind you. It's easy to create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. So turn your big business idea into cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for a £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/united. Go to shopify.co.uk/united. shopify.co.uk/united. Cha-ching.
So I've got to Lyon. I'm near Perrache station, which is probably not the best bit of town, and I've bumped into a load of United fans who I see everywhere, and one of them's not going. Just introduce yourself.
Barry Nelson.
Okay, you've come to Lyon, but you're not going in the game, Barry?
No.
Barry, I've seen you all around the world. I've seen you in Texas with Man United. I've seen you everywhere. Why are you not going in the game?
Just because I'm going to a football match. I'm refusing to go and pick a wristband up and being told what to do. I'm 60 years of age. I'm coming here to enjoy it. That's just going to spoil the day and everything. We're being locked in for 60 minutes after the game. I'll get, obviously, you've just said we're not in the nicest place in Lyon. What's this going to be like at 1:30, 1 in the morning? So, no, I'm just refusing to go.
So this is the restrictions where you've got to go to A, to pick up a wristband, to go to B, to get a bus, to go to C, to get into the away end. I know United are not happy at all about this. This is Lyon pushing this through. It's bollocks, isn't it?
And we found out 2 days before we come. We'd already made arrangements.
Yeah.
You know, you've got no option. You can't cancel.
Did you have a match ticket?
Yeah. I've got a match ticket.
But you're just not going to...
No.
Just because of the messing about.
Just everything.
Too
old.
Yeah. I've got to get from the stadium back into the town tonight. And I don't know how I'm doing it at this moment. Now, I've got to do some work. And I thought I'll get the supporter bus in. And it's like reading Hebrew.
Yeah, but don't forget, Andy, as well, all them buses are all coming back into that place at the same time.
Yeah.
And you've got to get back to the town from there. How are you going to get back?
Yeah.
What's the transport? Taxis?
Yeah.
You ain't going to get a taxi.
No, I know. You're filling me with hope later on, because I am going to the game. So just tell me briefly about your trip here from Manchester.
Yeah, we travelled to Paris yesterday. Yeah. Stayed in Paris last night. Got the train to Lyon from Paris. Just obviously staying here tonight. And then we get the train back to Paris tomorrow. And we fly back tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock.
So you're just going to get a drink in Lyon?
Today, yeah, we'll have something to eat. And I think out of the 12 of us that have come, there's probably half of us going to do the same.
Even though they've got tickets, just because you've got to jump through that many hoops, don't you?
Yeah, they're just sick of doing it. We used to do it with the pickups, which I get. I get it because of the... But then they stopped. But they said, United have nothing to do with it. It's just, they shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Do you think they should have pickups separately from what's happening here?
Yeah, and no. I was a big... I've got like the top credits because I go to everyone. Now a lot of everyone's catching up now because there's no pickups.
So it's a free for all. People can game the system now.
Yeah.
If they want to do.
So there's pluses and minuses on that. It did used to spoil it because the pickups used to be sometimes miles away. You know, they should have had it.
And today's miles away, isn't it? So if you wanted to go to the game today, you've got to get out to an exposition centre.
Apparently it's half an hour in a car.
No, the stadium's miles away.
Yeah,
I was based here for Euro 26.
Right,
Euro 16. Yeah, it's miles away. But, and once you get to the expo, the stadium is like another 15
so
minute
what
drive.
Time you're going to get back to town?
Yeah.
It's just going to be horrendous after the match.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm worried about it, to be honest, because I'm on a 9 o'clock train to Paris to get back to Manchester.
Right.
I'm sure everyone listening to this, their hearts are bleeding, but on a nice sunny day in Lyon. All right, finally, I saw you at the weekend. You've been all over the media, haven't you? Because I think inadvertently, you were in a shot of a gentleman
protest.
Who's protesting. Yeah. So you're in this affected section?
I'm not, no.
near the dugouts. Okay.
Yeah.
But you just caught in short, weren't you?
Yeah.
And he's a Norwich Red, isn't he? And he's been going for years.
He has. And he did tell me the story, and I felt for him.
Yeah. All right.
You know.
All right. Prediction for the game.
It's 50-50, if I'm honest. We've got to score, and that's the problem. We can't score. So, I don't know.
I'll take a 0-0.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
In a beautiful place underneath Leon Parash's train station. It's a pretty rough part of town. I'm told, actually, after dark, it's very rough. So I'll work that out later on. I'm with James Scowcroft. James come to watch Manchester United because he likes to do that. Obviously, he played Premier League football for different clubs. Ipswich Town, Leicester City. What can I ask you? What's Liam Delap like?
Liam Delap has been a sensation for Ipswich this year. Very, very good. I don't think anybody at Ipswich or outside Ipswich really thought how well he would do, but he's been their shining light by a country mile. He's been outstanding.
What type of player is he?
Who can I describe? He is like a throwback. He's got everything. 6 foot, strong, powerful, quick, aggressive. One of these players that potentially, he struggled in the championship actually, and even this time last year was struggling in the championship. Hull City had to play him out wide, but it suited him. I think Kieran McKenna and the club deserve a lot of credit for what they've done with him. And he's got his get out clause, which is only 30 million. So I think he's going to have numerous clubs that are going to go for him, and he could be the next big thing.
Will Needham Market stay up?
No, they won't do, unfortunately. And it's a disgrace that they're in the Conference North or the National League North.
It's incredible that they've got to that level, given how small they are. Would Liam Delap be good enough to play for the 14th best team in England, Manchester United?
Well, you have to go on what the 14th best club in England have got. And I think the current two forwards probably are about as good as Liam's left foot. So I would say he would walk into the team, hands down.
Really?
Would start. And he would be far, far better than what anything Manchester United have on their books.
Really?
100%.
How would he react if he started getting absolutely slaughtered by his own fans after one bad game?
I don't think he's that kind of lad. I think he's a very level, calm lad. I don't think he keeps himself to himself. I don't think that would bother him. And he's got this power and pace, which will always excite fans, will always cause problems. So I think, you know, he's still young. He's English. I think whoever you are, it's a no-brainer. If you're Manchester United, you have to go and buy him.
So I only mentioned him just because I just read a couple of stories. I've not followed it up, to be honest. But we're here in Lyon. What about OL? Do you see much of them this year?
Yeah, seen a lot. Come to France quite a bit, Andy, as you know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one because they had, a couple of seasons ago, they had probably half their team were young, 19, 20-year-olds, who are the most exciting young players in Europe, and half of those have moved on now.
To Newcastle United.
Yeah, but they've got one lad. They've got one lad called
Ryan. To Burnley, Coronet Maxwell.
Yeah, there's a lad gone to PSG. Barcola is very, very good. Yeah. They've got one of the best academies in Europe.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a Newcastle in France. It's a one-team city with Saint-Étienne, which is sort of like a Sunderland down the road. But it's a big club. There'll be 60,000 fans here tonight. And in Ryan Cherki, they've got a generational talent.
Really?
Yeah, it just as good as anything you'll see when it comes together, and it's impossible to tell what foot he is left. He's the most two-footed player I've ever seen.
What's his best position?
His best position is playing on the left, coming inside, but he can play. He's a genius. He can do
really?
Anything with a football, anything.
How's Nemanja Matic been doing?
Steady, but they've gone for senior players to sort of try and give them that kind of the Champions League is everything for French clubs, and outside PSG the race for the Champions League is probably one of the best in Europe here. I think there's six or seven teams that realistically could get into it. So that's it makes a huge difference to a team like Lyon.
Matic was telling me that the standard of those six or seven is really high. And when Lyon beat Eintracht Frankfurt this year, someone said to him, that's really good performance. He's like, wasn't we? Privately, he's thinking, we come up against better teams in France.
Yeah, that's true. I watched Lille go to Liverpool and they should have taken something from the game there. I think that's what's happened now. They've cut the league to 18 teams and I think all the best young players, there's some fantastic talent in France, have gone to these bigger teams and they're coming through. They've had a major problem with the TV deal, which has just collapsed. So none of these teams are guaranteed to get any TV money. So that's a massive problem and it has been ongoing for quite a while now. So the product for all of these lot is to develop and sort of add some experience. But the big clubs, you know, Andy, Lyon can easily get 45, 50,000 for a league game.
You mentioned nearby Saint-Étienne, who I think are actually the second or third most successful team ever in French history. Famous green shirt. Gary Whelan at the Happy Mondays played Lyon in the late 80s. And wore a Saint-Étienne shirt and wondered why it kicked off and they all got arrested. He didn't understand the local nuances.
Ipswich Town went to Saint-Étienne, who were the best team in Europe when they won the UEFA Cup in 81 and beat them 4-1 away from home.
Wow.
Which is a very, very famous result in Suffolk. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've been to Saint-Étienne a few times. I didn't know that Ipswich had played them, but I know that Saint-Étienne reached European Cup
all
finals.
Of these guys.
Yeah.
And it's
in the stadium, Geoffrey Gouchard.
That's
I know,
right.
And I've been there like three times. Probably the place with the best atmosphere for a Man United game in the last 10 years. Like top three.
The atmosphere here will be good. Very, very good. It won't be what Marseille is. Marseille is the best. You're more qualified than me, but Marseille is the best ground I've witnessed in Europe on its day.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's very, very good.
The French football culture, I like it. But again, Matic was saying he prefers the spontaneity of British football, where they roar you forward. Just imagine you running at Filbert Street. Go on, Scotty.
A lot of people wanted to imagine me running at Filbert Street. I don't know, I wouldn't agree with that, because I think French football is more raw, although you do get the passion of the English crowds. I think it's very stereotyped English football now. I actually think there's a problem where probably people at our age are looking back, thinking, I don't think football's better than what it was 20 years ago. I don't, you know, is it really developed and kicked on? Is it, are individuals better than what they were? I don't know. That's an argument for a different stage. But with French football, it's very raw. You get a lot of individual talent. I think in France, they develop players. They don't develop teams.
You're entitled to have an opinion on Manchester United. You pay good money to watch them. What have you made of this season?
Disaster. An absolute disaster. There's no other way to put it. There's no, you know, signs of recovery. I hear this. Absolute nonsense. They haven't put back-to-back results together, which is the first time in 100 years it shows them. And to have one of the highest wage bills in European football and perform how they are, it's an absolute... There isn't a word to describe it, and it's that poor that it's embarrassing for everyone concerned.
You think it's collective or... Individually, you don't think they're good enough. They shouldn't be 14, should they?
No, they are better. I just think it's collective. I think it's a culture or a lack of knowledge that runs right away through the club that's producing these results.
You having the manager?
No, not at all.
No?
No.
Why?
You cannot be that adamant on this is the only way I play when you've got a team as low as Man United with the players you've got in your squad. It will cost him his job. It's a shame. You know, I think everybody would want to see him do well. I think he's very passionate. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's shows a lot of passion on the touchline. I give it to him, but I think they've chose the wrong guy.
Isn't he what was needed to make difficult decisions and in that dressing room?
I think an even more difficult decision is keeping players and getting the best out of them. And you can't sack a manager and a manager come in and it gets worse and say it's better. You sack a manager to appoint someone to improve what's happening and it's got worse.
See, any reasons for optimism?
No, I don't.
None?
You keep doing the same things, you get the same answers.
Any of the young lads encourage you? Cobby?
I watched the Youth Cup game at Villa Park a couple of weeks ago, and I think there's one or two there. I really like the signing Heaven from Manchester United. I've seen him play a few times in younger age groups. I think that's Man United's biggest hope, and I think it's always been, you know, the golden sort of generations at Man United have, it's always been built on young players, and that's the only hope for this football club now, is young players can somehow turn this tide around. Because I think you look at the signings that are still being made at the club, players aren't good enough. The only way forward is to sign very good young players and get good young players, and you're just going to have to put them, some of them aren't going to be good enough, but after 30-40 games they might well be.
On that note, we better head up to the stadium. Can I have a score prediction? Do you think United will go through again?
Yeah, they'll beat Lyon.
Why?
Yeah, I think Lyon have got a little bit of a self-destruct
manager.
But he's on the touchline tonight.
Yeah.
I just think there's pressure on them as well. Yeah, very good. I just think United, the way Amorim plays, he'll always get results in big games because against the teams that might be better than, because it's a defensive sort of structure, but you're not going to build on that. You're not going to end up challenging or getting up to the top of the table because it's not a free-flowing system. But I think in a one-off game, he can stop the opposition playing. And I think they'll get a result tonight, and I think they'll get a result at Old Trafford. They'll win the Europa League if they can get through the semi-final. The semi-final, I think, is their one big thing. Maybe Tottenham might be a problem for them in the final, but they should probably win this tournament.
Gosh, I would settle for that all day long. Athletic Club, should they beat Rangers, are a step up from Real Sociedad.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur have beaten United three times already this season.
So Tottenham, if they do get to the finals, I think Tottenham have got a self-destruct button. Like Manchester United, could be a problem, but I think on a one-off, I think the power of Manchester United would probably overcome Tottenham. But I think the semi-final is Man United's biggest obstacle. I don't think Lyon. It would be a disaster if they get beat by Lyon.
It's been a while getting to the stadium. I've just caught sight of it for the first time. It's 8:04 now, 56 minutes to kick off. I left Lyon Perrache train station at 5:25 to get from one of the principal train stations in the centre of Lyon to the stadium, which is far out anyway. So I allowed absolutely loads of time, loads and loads and loads. I've been travelling the games for a long, long time. And then maybe 20 minutes into the journey, the metro stopped after a wait of maybe 20 minutes. I got told to get off. I got sent through a bus, the wrong bus. Had a little walk through parts of the neighbourhood, and then I got on another bus, and because the metro lines were down, traffic was really heavy, buses were completely full, buses were not coming, so I got a bus towards the stadium following instructions. And then I was told to get another bus, but they said, there's not going to be another one for 45 minutes. So I took a Metro One line. I'm asking locals, by the way, who were just sort of shrugging their shoulders, a little bit embarrassed. And then I took another bus, which was full of fans, to the stadium. But the traffic was that heavy. I've got off that and I'm walking the last part of the journey. So it's going to be 3 hours, at least. I mean, And I'm not having to go and get wristbands like some of the United fans, because I'm going to be working in the media section. And the plans, which were even more complicated from the authorities in Lyon, Manchester United, I am told, pushed back against them, basically involved that many hoops to jump through that it was unprecedented. Now, foreign football fans, you're away travellers, Reds are used to being inconvenienced. It's pretty normal. It's not right, but it's pretty normal. And some places are better than others. But from my understanding, because of a hooligan issue in France, security around away fans is really tight. And so these plans were put in place, which United disputed and pushed back on. The end result is that I've gone into the centre of Lyon today, and I've met United fans who are a little bit older than me,
who are not even going to bother going to the match in a city they've come to, despite having a ticket for it. Because after the game, they've been told they're going to be kept behind for an hour. And I'm thinking, I've got a train north to Paris at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking, what time am I going to get back? I did look over options. I looked at getting an Uber. It was €56. And now there's just people around me running towards the stadium. It's a real hassle. These are first world problems, granted. But I've been here loads of times before. I've worked out, it's probably my fifth, sixth game at this new stadium, and probably my eighth trip to Lyon, because the first two times were seeing United in the old Stade Gelland in 2002, I think 2004, 2008. It's a great city. The weather's been superb today. And then I've gone a bit quiet because I'm in proximity to home fans. I think I was about the only non-Lyon fan on that last bus I was on. And I'm hearing phrases, anglais, roast beef, this type of stuff. So, police are going past me now. I mean, I've still got a really, really big walk. And I can't predict what is going to happen now, but I'm pretty organised. I've got to be organised. I'm pretty sober. I've not been drinking today. I think that we're going to get some stories from United fans of it all going wrong today because of these ridiculous arrangements. Okay, now I don't know the reason as I speak about why the metro system's gone down. I don't think something like that would be done on purpose, so I can't speculate. All I know is that the metro system went down. That's added to even more complications. So, yeah, I hope to be talking about the game. There's 6-7 minutes to kick off. This is obviously one of the Lyon songs. Minutes gone. It's 1-1 here. I'd take 1-1 as a result, especially after United were 1-0 down. A mistake by Onana, which we'll discuss. But Lenny Yoro got the equaliser, and United are attacking now, 3-3. Josh Xerxes chasing in on the ball. So as loud as you can hear, that's why I wanted to record this bit now. Really, really loud. One of the most atmospheric stadiums in France, close to 60,000 there. And I think United can do this over the two tyres. I don't think Lyon are all that. I'm not getting all Andre Onana there. Got a couple of good players, very quick feet. It's been a good game, been a decent game, especially in the second half as it opens up a bit.
United have just scored. Listen to this. Onana's lay on the floor.
That was an absolutely belt. 87 minutes gone. And the Lyon fans are disappearing. I need to see this again. Right, so second ball. Joshua Xerxes got it with a header. It was a brilliant cross. Brilliant cross. Fernandez cross. Fernandez cross to Xerxes. Straight into the back of the net, high up. Brilliant header. Brilliant header. Tracking. Brilliant Xerxes. It's the last game against Real Sociedad. He scored there, so he scored two on the bounce now. Massive, massive win if United can hold on here now. 88 minutes and 44 seconds gone, but just feel like a bit of old United taking the sting out of the team away in Europe. The Reds sinking away. One of my mates is sat below him in the Lyon end, and he just sent me a message saying, the twats keep throwing beer down. He's a United fan. Listen how loud Lyon fans are. Old Trafford's got to be up for it next week. No arriving 5 minutes before kickoff. Fucking moaning. Got to proper get behind the team next week. It's a big, big game. There's a European semi-final at stake. You know, just think, Juventus 84, Barcelona 84, and it was bouncing. We need a bit of that. I know it's only the Europa League, but it's a big competition, this.
No, Lyon equalised with the last kick of the game, and unfortunately the goalkeeper was again at fault. Just looked like a brilliant win for Manchester United. A huge game. I mean, it's still a decent result to all, but when you concede an equaliser with the last kick of the game, that is pissing annoying. I still fancy United in the second leg. I don't think this Lyon team got some skillful players, but it's not got pace throughout it. I think United, it was a pretty even game. So the United fans are going to be held now in after the match. Now I'm going to go and try and speak to some players. Onana, ideally.
No, I didn't speak to Onana after the game in Lyon. Got back to Manchester, went up to Newcastle. Saw the team get battered at Newcastle. And now it's all about Lyon at home on Thursday. It's a massive game. United fans have got to be up for it. I hope they will. I think they will. But got to be really up for it because this team is struggling at the moment. And I know there's a lot of disappointment in the players, even in the manager, especially in the club. I know that 14th is nowhere near good enough, but this season can still end on a positive note if United can win that Europa League. It was good, as you heard on this podcast, in Lyon. It was good in Newcastle, although the United fans were the ones singing towards the end. It's got to be good at Old Trafford on Thursday. We'll be selling United We Stand. Come and say hello. Until the next podcast, goodbye.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.